好，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
那个我今天愿意与弟兄姊妹们交通一个题目，教会之路。
I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters on the topic of the way of church。
这个题目就是教会的道路
，the way of church。
这个题目是一个很大的题目
，this is a big topic。
所以也许我今天能够照着我度量能够分享的是一个比较。可能比较粗略的一个信息。
I'll just share with just an overview of this big topic.
我想我的目的是 不仅呢我们在这边 OK 第一个我们一同的在主面前来行走主的天路。
So first, we walk on the heavenly road together.
然后我们在走的路呢不仅是生命的道路。
It's not only a way of life.
也是十字架的道路
but also a way of the cross
那我们也一同要走一条教会的路
and we together are walking on the way of church
所以我想我们一同的今天来思想这条路我们要怎么继续往前走
so we meditate together how we continue to walk on the way of church
我们先来翻到两处的圣经
let's turn to two scriptures
我们翻到耶利米书的第31章
Jeremiah 31
这个前几次我都有引用过。
I read those scriptures, before.
耶利米书31章的第21节。
Jeremiah 31:21.
耶利米书31章21节。以色列民啊，你当为自己设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。你要留心向大路，就是你所去的原路。你当回转。回转到你这些诚意。
Jeremiah 31:21 Set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart towards the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O virgin of Israel, turn back to these your cities.
这边神在劝勉以色列人要回到一条大的路。
So here God is calling the Israelites to turn back to the highway.
这个在原文里面这条大的路呢英文叫做 highway
so in the English translation the great way here is the highway
他说这是你以前走过的路
this is the way you went on before
你要回转到这些路上
you need to turn back on the way
然后转到这些城邑
turn back to these cities
我们这次再多念一节23节
let's read verse 23.
对，耶利米书31章的23节。
Jeremiah 31:23.
万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说：我使被掳之人归回的时候，他们在犹大地和其中的城邑，必在这样说：公义的居所啊，圣山啊，愿耶和华赐福给你。
Verse 23, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, they shall again use this speech in the land of Judah and in its cities. When I bring back their captivity, the Lord bless you, O home of justice and mountain of holiness.
也就是说这些诚意呢是要这些被掳的人归回到这些城市。
So all the people who are captivated need to go back to the cities.
也就是归回到犹大地耶路撒冷这块地方。
To return to the land of Judah.
所以在21节那边他特别鼓励神的儿女们。
So in verse 21, God encouraged, the children of God.
对你要留心向大路就是你那个心啊你 heart, 要对着这条路。
Set your heart towards the highway.
然后回转走这条路去。
To turn back to walk on this road.
回到神的家神的见证。
And return to the house of God, and return to the testimony of God.
我们再翻到诗篇的84篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇84篇。
Psalm 84.
我念几节啊，就是84篇的第一节跟第二节。
84:1-2。
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God.
第十节
Verse 10
在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Verse 10, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness.
对，这首诗篇呢，它讲到耶和华神的居所，他的院宇。
This psalm is speaking of the dwelling place of our God.
所以在我们今天这个时代呢，它的意思就是神的家，神的教会。
So in our generation, it means the house of God and the church of God.
然后在这首诗篇里面，你可以感受到这个作诗人呢，他心中非常的爱慕能够在神的家里。
So in this psalm, the author, he longs for to dwell in the house of God.
然后他要到神的家呢，他要经过一段的路程。
And for he to go to the house of God, he needs to pass a journey.
这段路程呢，它记载在第五节到第七节。
And it records in the verse 5.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。我先念完啊，五到七。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们立行走，立上加立，个人到锡安朝见神。
Verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on the pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
这边有他讲到有一条路，也是一个 highway.
There is a highway.
然后这条路呢是通往锡安的。
This highway is towards the Zion.
然后他们的一个心中的一个向往呢，是经过这条路呢，来到锡安来朝见神。
And their longing, their desire is to pass through the way and to Zion to worship God.
在那个旧约的时代里面。有一个城耶路撒冷。
In Old Testament, there is a city called Jerusalem.
然后在这个城呢，它有周围有山，它其实就在山上。
So the city of Jerusalem surrounding the Jerusalem is on a mountain.
Yeah. 然后那个圣殿呢，其实今天叫做圣殿山，就是在一个山上。
So the temple is on a mountain.
Yeah. 然后在旁边呢，有一座山叫做锡安山。
There is one mountain called the mountain of Zion.
Yeah, 所以其实整个地方都是在耶路撒冷的范围之内。
It's all in the area of the city of Jerusalem.
然后锡安山后来是大卫建那个皇宫他的那个做王的那个住的地方。
So Zion is the place where David built his kingdom, and we're
对，但是慢慢在旧约里面，他们以色列呢。就用锡安这个词呢来代表耶路撒冷。
So the Israelites use Zion to refer to Jerusalem.
也就是说里面有个意义就是神掌权做王的地方。
Which means the place where God is reigning.
对，慢慢的他也会用锡安来表示整个以色列人。
So Zion also refers to all the Israelites.
所以有的时候圣经里面会讲到说锡安的子女们，锡安的女子啊。
So sometimes the Bible records the daughters of Zion.
所以它就代表所有的以色列人。
It refers to all the Israelites.
在那个大概189多年的时候。
In the year 1890s.
所以那个时候有一个运动叫锡安运动，就是 Zionist movement.
There is a movement called Zionist movement.
对，他那个锡安运动呢，就是以色列人他们推动一个复国的一个运动。
So the Israelites want to bring back their kingdom.
Yeah, 对，他们要建立他们的 nation. 所以他们在五十年之后呢，终于心愿能够完成。
So after 50 years, their desire came true.
所以在1948年的时候，以色列国呢重新在那个神应许的地方 恢复了这个国家。
So in 1948, Israelites built their kingdom in the place.
对，他们就称自己叫做一批的锡安的人 ,Zionist.
They call themselves Zionist.
所以我们刚刚读的这个诗篇84篇呢，它是强调神的家，神的居所。
The Psalm 84 we just read, it emphasized on the house of God and the dwelling place of God.
好，在这个图画里面呢，它也鼓励我们今天在新约的圣徒们。
In this picture, he encouraged us who are the saints in the New Testament.
他也鼓励我们说，只要是神的子女呢，就应该要走这条锡安的大道。
He encouraged us for all the children of God who needs to walk on the way of Zion.
对，这边有一批人呢，他们想要往神的殿，往那边走。
There are a group of people, they're longing to walk towards the temple of the God.
他们对这个神的殿呢，心中有一个很大的爱慕。
They have a great desire in their heart for the temple of God.
啊，这个爱慕，这个向往，好像是别的人没有办法理解的。
This desire, this longing that other people cannot understand.
所以他们心中向往这个锡安大道。
Their heart longs for the highway to Zion.
然后他们发现要走这条路呢，必须靠着主得着力量。
And they found out they have to find the strength in the Lord.
好像这条路不太好走。
It's not easy.
在中间的过程里面，甚至会经过流泪谷，要流泪的。
They need to go past the valley of weeping.
但是在同时之间呢，你经过了流泪，却能够被带到一个丰盛的一个泉源之地。
By the same time, when you go through the valley of weeping, there is spring.
他们知道他们的人生在干什么，在走什么路。
They know their destination and they know what they're doing.
对，他知道他们的目标，他们的目的。
They know their goal and they know their destination.
然后这个目的呢，在他们心中有一个很大的吸引。
This purpose, this goal has a great attraction in their heart.
对，就算有再多的眼泪呢，都要往这条路走。
No matter there are tears, I just set my mind to walk toward this goal.
就算别人不理解，我宁愿在神家中看门，我也不要去别的地方。
Even other people don't understand, I'd rather to be a doorkeeper in the house of God. I will not go anywhere else.
对，弟兄姊妹，虽然在圣经里面你有明确的一个词讲到教会的路。
Even in the Bible, there is no a terminology calledthe way of the church.
但是在这边我们可以看到一个图画。
But here we can see a picture.
有一条路呢是往锡安而去的。
There is a highway towards Zion.
有一条路呢是往神的家、神的教会而去的。
There is a way to the house of God, to the church of God.
然后有一批人他真实的向往要走这条路。
And a group of people, they long for it to go on this way.
并且真实的走在这条路上。
And they're truly walking on this way.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是一个图画，我们愿意继续的来彼此的勉励。
So brothers and sisters, this is a picture, and we'd like to encourage each one.
对，既然我们一同的在这边相聚，
Since we're gathering here together,
我们愿意让这个地方成为神的家。
We desire this place can be a house of God.
我们其实就必须要在走这条路。
So we have to walk on this way.
这条锡安的大道，这条教会的路。
This highway to Zion, this way of church.
然后在我们走这条路的过程当中呢，神会设立一些的标记来引导我们。
When we are walking on the road, God sets some signposts to guide us.
对，所以我其实会借用那个指路碑、引路柱这个词来表明神会引导我们的。
So I'll use the term signpost and landmarks.
在这个圣经里面呢，讲到神的教会的时候呢，有几个比较重大的意义。
In the Bible, when it speaks of the church of God, there is some great meanings.
对，我每次想到教会，我第一个想到的就是想到是神的家。
The first one I would remember is the house of God.
对，那神的家可能从另外一个文字来讲，就像一个 family 一样。
So house of God is as a family.
为什么呢？因为当我们一信耶稣的时候呢，我们所有的人都得到一个新的身份，叫做神的儿女。
So why? When we first believe in Jesus Christ, we got a new position, we're the children of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天讲到教会的路不是一个 我也不是在讲一个很高深的事情。
So brother and sisters, I'm sharing here the way of church. It's not something that's really high.
对，他在我们一开始信耶稣的时候，就把我们带到这条的路上。
When we first believe in Jesus, we are brought on this way.
因为我们是神的儿女，所以我们自然的就被带进回到神的家里了。
Because we're the children of God, and naturally we're brought back to the house of God.
所以在那个一百只羊丢掉一只羊的比喻里面，他有这样提到。
So in the parable, the 100 sheep, which are lost.
Yeah, 然后那只羊呢被主找回的时候
，Oh, the one sheep which was lost was found by our Lord.
对，主就欢欢喜喜扛在他的肩上，带回到家里面了。
So the Lord carried the sheep on his shoulder joyfully and bring him back to the house.
对，我们这只迷失的羊现在回到羊圈里。
This lost sheep came back home.
我们感觉啊、现在我回家了。
And we feel I'm brought back home.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可能我们大部分是留学生。
Probably most of us we are international students.
当然我们也有在这里出生的。
There are some people who are born here.
但是对于也许对留学生来讲，我们可能还有一种体会。
For the students here, we have a sense and feeling.
对，我们可能在这个地上，在整个地球上面飘来飘去。
We're like the sojourners on the earth.
对，然后现在我们终于能够在神的家呢，感觉真的找到一个 settle down， 一个能够定下来的一个地方。
We can finally settle down in the house of God.
这是神的家给我们的一个感觉。
This is the feeling the house of God gives us.
然后我们遇见了弟兄姊妹。
And we meet brothers and sisters.
因为我们都有神的生命，都是神的儿女。
Because we all have the life of God, and we are the children of God.
然后另外一个意义呢？讲到神的那个教会呢，是神的居所。
The other meaning when we speak of the church of God is the dwelling place of God.
Okay, 所以有另外一个词叫做 spiritual house， 就是讲到灵宫。
It's a different word called spiritual house.
对，我想那个 dwelling place 是很好，就是我们能够好像神能够住在这个教会里。
So God can dwell and live in the church.
他感觉来到这个地方呢，他心中能够安息。
God can find rest in the church.
然后他在来到这个地方呢，他发现有人能够爱他。
And God find there are people who are loving him.
当全世界都在反对神的时候
，When all the earth and all the people in the world are against God.
他在地上可以找到一批人，这批人是尊重他，愿意把他尊。他就是能够把他当作是神来看待。
And he found a group of people who respect him and who enthrone him.
所以在那个主耶稣在地上的时候，有一些图画。
When Jesus was on the earth, there are some pictures.
对，主耶稣总是喜欢去住马大、玛利亚、拉撒路那个家。
And Jesus liked to live in the house of Mary.
因为他发现这边有一批人能够听。他的声音，这边有一批人愿意爱他。
And he found there are a group of people who would like to hear his voice and to love him.
所以这个神的教会呢，就是神所居住的所在。
So the church of God is the place where God dwells.
对，还有一个重要的那个意义是，教会是基督的身体。
Another important meaning, the church is the body of Christ.
这个很奇妙。
It's very Amazing.
Yeah. 所以我们知道我们有个身体。
And we know we have a body.
然后我们有头，我们有身体。
And we have head, and we have body.
然后神就是用这个意义好来表明神的教会。
So God used the head and the body to refer to himself and the church.
也就是说，基督在教会里是头。
So Christ in the church, he's the head.
然后我们这批人是他的身体。
And we the people are his body.
那这个就表明说整个教会呢是一个活的生机体。
So it speaks of the church as a living organism.
它不是一个死的一个组织。
It's not a dead organization.
所以神一定要强调这个教会里面是有生命是活的。
So God emphasizes that in the church there is life. It's a living church.
对，我没有办法告诉我的这个怎么形容，就告诉我的身体说 早上你可能可以规定啦，早上八点要刷牙，起床的时候要刷牙。
I can't just tell my body to wake up at 8 o'clock.
好像就是每天就按着这个规矩这样刷牙。
So routinely do the same thing every day.
啊，但是他真的活的时候，那个，我感觉我今天吃巧克力，所以我吃完就要刷牙。
But when you are alive after eating chocolate, you naturally feel I need to brush my teeth.
你发现这个头，我们的基督，他可以指挥这个身体。
So you found your head, the of Christ.Can direct the body, and that's the church.
然后这个身体不仅能够听见从神天上来的命令，
so the body can hear the command from heaven.
而且愿意服下来遵从这个命令，
and the body is willing to submit himself and to obey the command.
你发现整个情形是一个活的情形。
So this whole condition situation speaks of the church as a living church.
然后还有另外一个很重要的意义。
Another different meaning.
就是教会是我们基督的心腹。
So the church is the bride of Christ.
这个讲到我们呢，是跟神跟我们的主是一个爱的关系。
It speaks of the we and our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a loving relationship.
然后我们跟他是一个联合合一的关系。
There is a union relationship.
然后我们是一个跟他相配的一个情况。
And we're a match for Christ.
也就是说不仅我们里面爱慕他，
Not only within we love him.
然后基督也爱我们，他甚至愿意为我们舍去他的命。
And Christ loves us and he gave himself for us.
所以我们对他有一个回应，所以我们愿意许配，我们愿意是跟他一个爱的一个爱回去一个回应的关系。
So we have naturally we have a response. We want to love back to our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚很快的讲到了这几个教会的意义。
So brothers and sisters, we talk about the meaning of the church.
这些是我们的引入柱。
These are the signposts.
也就是说，今天我们一同在这边聚会是神的教会。
So today, when we are gathering here, we're the church of God.
那如果我们没有这几个标记，
if we don't have these marks,
你发现这个教会走的路就是走错了，
then you will find we're walking on the wrong path.
或是说我们今天也许在某些地方有些欠缺，
or maybe in some area we're still lacking.
可能我们还配不上主，还不是那么爱他。
We're notso worthy of the Lord, we don't love him so much.
但这边有一个标记。
But there is a signpost.
这个标记呢，就成了我们在这边聚会的一个目标，一个我们愿意追求的一个方向。
This signpost becomes our purpose and becomes our goal.
如果我们不朝这几个方向去追求的话，
if we're not seeking towards that direction,
我们发现全部的人，全部教会的人走的路都错了。
Then all the people in the church are walking on the wrong way.
我们个人哈会走错路。
We as an individual, we can go astray.
对，如果我们不让我们生命有成长，
if our life don't grow,
如果我们不信靠主，
if we don't trust the Lord,
如果我们不奉献自己给主，
if we don't consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
我们自己个人其实已经在属天的路上已经走错了。
We as an individual, we already go astray.
然后也有一种情形，就是一群人都走错了。
There's another different condition. A group of people that are walking the wrong way.
所以对我来讲，就是我希望主在我们的身上，在我自己身上常常做的提醒。
So for me personally, I hope this is a warning from the Lord.
但我一个人走错了，可能我自己受亏损就算了。
I can just go as an individual, go astray.
但是如果我们一批人都走错的话，那真的太可惜了。
If all the people in the church are going on the wrong way,
所以并不表示我们今天好像我们今天其实都没有达到。
Today we're not reaching the goal yet.
对，但是我们愿意知道说有这些的指标，叫我们能够走在对的路上。
But we know there are the signposts can help us to walk on the right way.
因为如果整个教会不往这些方向去追求的话，它就失去了它聚集的意义。
If the whole church is not seeking to go on the way, we just lose our meaning together here.
我想我们愿意一同在这边能够 对朋友们传福音。
We hope we can preach the gospel to the unbelievers.
对，我有时候可能跟不同，在不同场合跟弟兄姊妹有一些的交通。
In different situations, I fellowship with brothers and sisters.
传福音真的不太容易。
Evangelizing is not easy.
很多的朋友们，不管是年轻人、中年人，都有一些很定型的观念，很难去改变他们。
The young people, the middle age group, it's so hard to change their mindset.
但我们仍然愿意有人信主。
But we're still hoping that someone can believe in the Lord.
但是在这些指路碑的引导的底下，
By the guidance of the signpost,
我们心中很清楚，传福音只是一个起头。
And we know clearly, evangelizing is just a starting point.
所以它不是一个整件事情的一个目的。
It's not the goal.
它只是一个起头。
It's just a starting point.
对，当人信主之后呢，他有个起步是进入了神的家。
After people believe in the Lord, they enter into the house of God.
哇，后面还有好长的路要走。
There is a long way to go.
他怎么样在神的家里面进入，就是在基督的身体里面进功用。
How him to function himself in the body of Christ.
那怎么样在弟兄姊妹之间我们一同的让主掌权。
How to let the Lord to be the king among us.
所以传福音是一个起步。
Evangelizing is just a starting point.
然后教会的这几个指路碑呢，是我们起步之后继续要追求的一个方向。
The signposts of the church are the things we're supposed to seek after we believe in the Lord.
不过在这个走教会的道路里面呢，我常常心中还是有个感觉。
I have a sense when we are talking about the way of the church.
有一些基本的那个领会啊，我们弟兄姊妹我们应该要有的。
We need to have some basic and fundamental understanding.
比如说一个信主的基督徒呢，当他来到聚会里面，他要有一个生命的感觉是他回到了家。
For example, when a believer comes to the church, he needs to have a sense that I come back to the house of God.
如果一个信主的基督徒从来不觉得在教会里是回家的话，我今天讲的所有的一切都没有用的。
If a believer he never have the sense I'm coming back home, it's meaningless for me to talk about this today.
所以有一些很基本的属灵的经历我们要恢复的。
We need to recover some very basic and fundamental spiritual exercise.
我其实以前也有听过说，比如说某一个弟兄姊妹在一个地方聚会。
For example, a brother or a sister gather somewhere.
然后聚会了一段时间。
Gather for a while.
但是他还是说，哎，你们的聚会怎么样怎么样。
And he still speaks like your church, your gathering.
就是这个表示说这个人这个弟兄姊妹可能从来没有一个回家的感觉。
It represents that this brother and sister who never have a sense of coming back home.
所以他没有感受到这是我的家。
He never feels this is my home.
弟兄姊妹我们要这样想哈。
Brothers and sisters, we need to think like this.
就是没有一个教会是完美的。
There is no perfect church.
一个都没有。
There is non-perfect church.
所以当我们要这样想，当神把我们摆在一个教会里，一个聚会里，
When God put us in the gathering, in the church,
既然我知道说主你目前也许以后会搬走啊，就但是我就在想说，主啊，既然你目前把我摆在这个聚会，
Maybe you will move sometimes in the future, but now the Lord puts me in the gathering.
我再强调一次。神，你今天把我摆在这个聚会。
I'll emphasize one more time, God, you put me today in the church.
所以呢，我心中有个愿意说，我要把神的教会当作是我的家。
So I'm willing to say in my heart, I'll regard the gathering as my house.
也许会有一些实际的困难，可能我跟弟兄姊妹不太熟悉。
Maybe there are some practical issues. I'm not very familiar with brothers and sisters here.
对，有时候可能在某些情形里面，可能我们的 language, 我们的讲话有点不太好沟通。
There are some language barriers.
但是既然神现在在我的人生当中，现在把我摆在这个聚会里。
Since now God puts me in the church.
我心中就愿意说，神啊，既然教会是你的家，
I'm willing in my heart, since God, the church is your house.
然后我是你的儿女，
I'm the child of yours.
我就把你的家，也就是当作是我的家，
and your house is my house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要把教会当作旅馆。
Brothers and sisters, don't see the church as a hotel.
我们把教会当作旅馆，这是一个很得罪神的事情。
It's something really sins against God when we see the church of God as a hotel.
所以我常常有个感叹，我有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲说，这个教会的真理呢，我常常没有办法去交通。
I always say to brothers and sisters, the truth of the church, it's very difficult for me to fellowship.
为什么呢？因为如果我们没有把神的教会当作是自己的家的话，我讲的许多其实是没有用的。
Why? When we are not seeing the house of God as my own house, a lot of doctrines are just meaningless.
对，另外一个就是我们开始学习放下个人主义。
And we start to learn to lay down individualism.
对，我们现在是在神的家里面，是一个大家庭。
We're in a big family of the house of God.
我不要只注意我自己一个人。
I don't focus just on myself.
我不要只关心我自己一个人。
I don't just care only for myself.
所以我们开始学习放下我自己一个人的一个倾向跟一个个人主义一个想法。
We started to learn to lay down individualism.
我刚刚提到就是我们也要这样想，就是因为我们常常觉得说 OK, 这个弟兄不行，那个姊妹不好。
We always think this brother, nah, he's not good, and that sister, nah, she's not good.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们真的不太认识自己。
Sometimes we don't know ourselves.
因为以前我听过年长弟兄是这样用一个比方啊。
I heard elder brothers say like this.
Okay, 就是说你在地球上面终于找到了一个完美的教会。
And on the earth, finally you found a perfect church.
你说太好了，我现在找到一个完美的教会，所以我要在这个教会去聚会。
And you say perfect, I found a perfect church, I'll gather there.
现在问题是你这个人你一去了这个完美的教会，教会就不完美。
But the problem is when you go there, the perfect church is not perfect.
所以很多时候我们不太认识自己，我们其实自己就可能是一个难处。
And we don't know ourselves, we ourselves can be the difficulty in the church.
但是感谢主，我们虽然有软弱会造成难处。
But we thank God, even we have infirmities.
但是我们有个心愿说，主啊，既然你把我放在你的家里面，这里就是我的家。
But we have a desire since God, you put me in the house of God. This is my house.
我在这边开始学习，不是只有我自己一个人独来独往。
I started to learn not just myself living here.
对，我愿意在这当中学习，我与弟兄姊妹们一同的追求。
I want to learn to pursue the Lord with brothers and sisters.
我想这些是一些蛮重要的一些的观念跟经历。
This is very important mindset and experience.
我现在要讲一个例子哈，是讲到说，应该是说，在圣经里面许多的弟兄姊妹们，他们都是在走教会的路。
In the Bible, a lot of brothers and sisters who are walking on the way of church.
我等一下要举一个例子，是施洗约翰的例子。
I'll use an example of John the Baptist.
但我们知道约翰也是走教会的路。
And we know John is walking on the way of church.
彼得也是，然后保罗也是在走教会的路。
The same as Peter, same as Paul.
他们可能在神的托付上面有不同的功用。
They have different function and ministries from the Lord.
但他们尽自己的一份的时候呢，他们心中知道他们是在走教会的路。
But when they were laboring, they know I'm walking on the way of church.
我们读几处的圣经啊。
Let's read a few scriptures.
以赛亚书40章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3.
以赛亚书40章的第三节。
Isaiah 43.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道，一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth.
在那个沙漠那个地方呢，修平我们的神的道，那个神的道就是神的 highway。
In the desert, make straight the way of the Lord.
单单在旷野当中，也为神预备他的位，他的道路。
To prepare the way in the desert.
然后我们翻到约翰福音的第一章二十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 23.
约翰福音第一章二十三节。
John 1:23.
他说我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说修直主的道路正如先知以赛亚所说的。
And he said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said.
这个人就是施洗约翰。
This person is John the Baptist.
也就是说施洗约翰自己知道说他就是以赛亚书我们刚念的那段圣经所预言的那一位。
John the Baptist, that he knows himself, I am the one who's prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以他预言的那一位呢，就是为着主好像铺路的那一位。
That's the one who will prepare the way of the Lord.
为着主在沙漠当中能够开一条或是显出一条 highway 出来的那一位。
He's the one to open the way, to prepare the way in the desert.
然后我们在读第约翰福音第三章的第二十八到三十节
John 3 verse 28 to 30.
对，约翰福音第三章二八到三十，我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他们前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
John 3:28-30. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I'm not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore the joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease.
我读这个约翰福音，当我们只要信耶稣，读约翰福音可能读了很多年。
We read the Gospel of John for many times.
所以约翰福音可能也对我来讲也比较熟悉。
It's very familiar to me.
然后有一次，有一位年长弟兄说，约翰福音是讲到一个婚姻。
One time, an elder brother said the John is speaking of the marriage.
啊、我就想说奇怪我这个约翰福音读了好多年我怎么从来没有注意到或者不知道约翰福音是在讲一个婚姻。
So I said in my heart, oh, very strange. I've read the John for many times, but I don't know it talks about the marriage.
至少我们刚刚在念这段圣经、
We read the passage.
我们发现在施洗约翰的心里面他知道他在做什么事情。
And we know in the heart of John the Baptist, he knew what he was doing.
他在做一个事情好像把新郎引进跟那个新妇在一起。
He knew he was bringing the bride and the bridegroom together.
在我们对施洗约翰的认识、一个关键的认识是他引人悔改为他们施洗。
Our understanding of John the Baptist, and he guides people to repentance.
对，也就是说，他是在为主耶稣铺路，让人开始有一个悔改的态度。
He prepares the way of the Lord. He let people see their sins and have an attitude of repentance.
对，当一批人开始对自己的罪有感觉，有忧伤痛悔的心的时候。
When a group of people, they have a feeling of their sins, and they start to have a repentant feeling.
好像这个人的心就开始预备好了。
And their heart are ready.
对，他预备好什么呢？就是当施洗约翰说，引进来，看哪，这是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So when John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God, cleanse the sins of the people.
然后这批人，因为已经心中 感觉忧伤痛悔，所以一看到救主的时候呢，他里面就预备好能够接受他。
And this group of people, they wept for their sins. When they see the Lamb of God, they're ready to receive him.
对，这个就是圣经上他预言的时候，他说那个道路本来是凹凸不平的。
So that's the prophecy in the Bible. It speaks of the way it's crooked.
对，当我们遇见一个福音朋友的时候，他里面不觉得他太有罪。
When we meet a gospel friend, they didn't feel their sins.
你就发现他往这个信主的路呢，就是弯弯曲曲、凹凸不平了。
And you know his way is crooked.
但是如果一个福音朋友，他里面真的有一个谦卑的态度，承认他是罪人。
If a gospel friend who has a humble attitude to confess their sinners,
哎，你发现他信主的这个路呢，就比较直，比较平坦许多了。
And you find their way to believing the Lord is straight.
所以施洗约翰呢，他主要在做，这是他的职分，主要在做这个工作。
That's the ministry of the John the Baptist.
后来呢，慢慢有一批越来越多人去离开他，去找主耶稣和主耶稣的门徒施洗受洗。
Afterwards, many people left John the Baptist and go to find Jesus.
然后有些人就来告诉这个施洗约翰了，哎呀，你不紧张吗？那跟随你的人好像越来越少。
And some people came to John the Baptist and told him, "Are you nervous? A lot of people left you."
然后施洗约翰这时候他就说。
And John the Baptist said,
他说我其实是新郎的朋友。
I'm just a friend of the bridegroom.
然后我只要听见新郎的声音，我心里面就欢喜。
When I hear the voice of the bridegroom, my joy is fulfilled.
我不是太在乎人跟不跟我。
I don't care really much what are people following me.
所以我在乎的是我是不是把人引到了新郎那边。
I care if I'm leading the people to the bridegroom.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然施洗约翰没有讲，从来没有讲过教会的事情，
Even John Baptist, he never mentioned church.
但是我们发现施洗约翰是认识神永远的旨意的。
And we know he understands the eternal purpose of God.
对，他知道神那个最终的那个教会的目的是什么，他知道的。
And he knows the goal and the purpose of the church.
虽然他在神的整个计划里面，他是扮演一个角色，让人悔改。
So in the eternal plan, John the Baptist is the one who leads people to repentance.
他就忠心的能够尽好他自己的那一份。
And who is loyal to his ministry.
但是他整个心中的一个认识呢，他知道说他这一份呢，是把人引进那个教会的路的。
And in his understanding, he knew my ministry is just lead people to repentance.
所以弟兄姊妹，在教会里面有一个路标叫做悔改。
So brothers and sisters, in the church, there is a signpost called repentance.
如果在一个教会里面完全没有一个悔改的一个光景的话，这个教会路是走错了。
If in the church there is no repentance, we're walking on the wrong way.
所以我想要表达一个事情是，这位施洗约翰呢，他其实也是在走教会的路。
So what I want to say is John the Baptist, he himself is walking on the way of church.
我现在举一个那个使徒约翰的例子。
I use an example of the Apostle John.
我们看约翰福音第二章第一节。
John chapter 2 verse 1.
约翰福音第二章的第一节。
John chapter 2 verse 1.
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
第二章十一节
Verse 11.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
然后启示录的第一翻到启示录好第十九章
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章的第七第七到第九节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 7 to 9.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了， 又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想要就是给弟兄 给我们一个印象哈。就使徒约翰呢，他在地上活了很长的时间。
So brothers and sisters, I want to give you an impression. Apostle John lived for a long time on the earth.
但他整个人生，整个这么长的时间里面，他也是一直在走教会的路。
But in his whole life, he was walking on the way of church.
对，没有错。我上次交通到是老约翰呢，借着约翰福音要恢复这条生命的路。
Last time I shared, Apostle John used wants to recover the way of life.
这个是约翰福音里面的一个重点。
That's the message, a key message in John.
但在老约翰的那个心思里面，他的意思是说，生命这个最基本的经历呢，要恢复。
In John's mind, he thinks the basic and fundamental experience of the life need to be recovered.
所以有一天才有可能被带到启示录的那个结局。
Then one day we're able to be brought into the ending in the Revelation.
在那个结局里面呢，你发现我们的主基督呢，跟他的心腹就是教会有一个爱的结合。
In the ending we find the Christ and the church, there is a loving union.
所以这个是老约翰他知道他在写什么，他在做什么。
Apostle John knows what he was writing and what he was doing.
其实他已经埋了一个种子在约翰福音的前面了。
He sowed a seed.
在主耶稣行的第一个神迹里面，他是在一个婚宴里面行的。
In the first miracles that Jesus did, it was in a wedding banquet.
所以我上次讲到说，当一个水变成酒的神迹呢，是主耶稣行的第一个神迹。
The first miracle, the water turns into wine.
然后约翰呢不知道为什么只有约翰记得这个神迹。
I don't know why only Apostle John remembered this sign.
所以他特别提到说这是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
So he especially mentioned this is the first miracle.
在这个第一个神迹里面，他把我们这个人呢带到一个信主的基础。
In the first miracle, he brought us back to the fundamental experience.
这个基础就是我们信主呢是一个生命的改变。
This foundation, this fundamental experience, it's a change of our life.
我上次提到这它不是物理变化，它是一个化学变化。
It's not a physical change, it's a chemistry change.
它是一个生命本质的一个不同的变化。
It's the quality of the life is changed.
所以老约翰想要给我们这个信息，叫我们被提醒说，我们这批信主的人呢，我们的生命已经不同了。
So John reminds us, we as believers, our life are different now.
然后保罗用的话是说，我们这批人是一批新造的人，
so、Paul,
已经是完全跟旧造是完全分开的。
So Paul says we're a new creation, we're totally different and separated from the old creation.
但在这个最基本的起头的第一个神迹里。
In the basic and fundamental beginning,
好像我们主耶稣就埋了一个种子。
So the Lord Jesus sowed a seed.
整件事情是在一个婚宴里面发生的。
The thing happened in a wedding feast.
我个人猜想
，personally I guess，
当主耶稣行的第一个神迹的时候，他心中应该很有感触的。
When Lord Jesus did the first miracle,
意思是说。他眼睛肉眼肉身的眼睛是看着参加了一个人间的一个婚宴。
His naked eyes see, he's participating in a human wedding party.
但我个人相信，在他的心里面，他是看到那个以后的那个羔羊的婚宴。
But I believe in my heart, and he sees in the future of the wedding of the Lamb.
所以他其实非常的乐意在一个婚宴的这个代表的意义里面呢，把第一个神迹在当中显明出来。
So he joyfully did the first miracle in the wedding banquet.
因为他知道说他这个开头这个生命的恢复呢他会带到一个婚宴的结局里。
So this beginning of the recovery of life will bring the people to the ending of the wedding of the Lamb.
所以使徒约翰他其实都他里面很清楚这些事情。
So Apostle John knew clearly in his heart.
对他清楚地记得主耶稣最后的时候他吩咐门徒们要彼此洗脚。彼此相爱
So he clearly remembered the Lord Jesus commanded them to wash the feet together and to love each other.
因为使徒约翰对神的家有一个爱的缘故
Apostle John has a love for the house of God.
他关心神的教会
He cares for the church of God.
所以神可以借着使徒约翰写启示录
So God can use Apostle John to write the Revelation.
他借着使徒约翰在启示录里面写信给七个教会
So, according to Apostle John, he wrote 7 letters to the church.
然后到了最后显就是给那个使徒约翰看见一个异象就是那个末了的那个羔羊的婚宴。
So at the end, Apostle John saw a vision.
所以弟兄姊妹这个是使徒约翰他一生当中也是在走教会的路。
And Apostle John, he was walking on the way of the church in all his life.
其他的弟兄们我今天就不提了。
Other brothers, I will not mention today.
彼得也是。
Apostle Peter is the same.
保罗也是。
Apostle Paul is the same.
对保罗为着教会多多的流泪。
So Paul wept for the church.
常常在心中祷告纪念各地的亲爱的圣徒们。
So he prayed and remembered all the saints in his heart.
对他为着神的家呢他可以不顾他自己的性命。
He did not count his life valuable.
他从信主开始呢他一生就是在走教会的路。
When he believed in the Lord, he was on the way of the church.
直到他晚年他写信给提摩太的时候。
Until his later years, he wrote the letter to the Timothy.
他心中念念不忘在交代提摩太。
He told Timothy,
在神的家里面要怎么行。
In the house of God, how to conduct yourself.
对他就算在最艰难的时候他心里面仍然挂念神的家。
In the most difficult times, he cared for the church of God.
所以这些弟兄们呢都是给我们一个榜样他们在走教会的路。
These brothers are examples to us. They're walking on the way of church.
最后啊这个部分我想要提到一些教会的历史。
Lastly, I want to mention some church history.
我们用一段圣经好，约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音的十六章的第十二跟十三节。
John 16 verse 12 to 13.
约翰福音十六章十二十三节，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了。他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
16 verse 12 I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹当中哈有没有人不完全相信圣经是神的话的。
I don't know if among us there are brothers and sisters who don't totally believe Bible as the word of God.
我刚我们念到耶利米书，他有讲到指路碑和引路柱。
We read in the book of Jeremiah, it says the signpost and the landmark.
有弟兄们他们是这样领会的。
Some brothers, shared.
他们觉得指路碑呢比较着重在圣经。
So signpost refers more to the Bible.
然后引路柱比较着重在圣灵。
The landmark refers more to the Holy Spirit.
也就是说弟兄姊妹我们在信主之后呢有圣经有圣灵做我们的引导。
After we believe in the Lord, we have the Bible, we have the Holy Spirit as our guide.
因为那个我觉得可能是在那个石板，在那个石板上面不是刻了那个神的律法吗？
there are the 10 commandments on the stone tablet.
对，所以那个碑哈，那个指路碑可能比较着重在神的话。
So the signpost speaks more of the word of God.
那个碑，那个指路碑是吧？那个后面才是 signpost。那个引路柱呢？那个柱子呢？比较像是他们出埃及的时候有一个云柱火柱。
So the signpost refers to the a pillar of a cloud and pillar of fire.
那个比较预表在圣灵在神的儿女当中的带领。
It speaks of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但我是借用过来告诉，就是我们可以领会说，神的的确确在我们走的路上放下了不同的那些标记。
So we can know God puts different marks on our ways.
所以我刚刚提到那个神的话语。
So I said the word of God.
还有可能有弟兄姊妹，就是我听说啊，就以前也有，他们只相信主耶稣在地上讲的话。
So for some brothers and sisters, they only believe the words spoken by the Lord Jesus when he's on the earth.
然后那个如果是保罗写的话，就比较这个差了一级。
So if the letter is from Paul, it's on different levels.
对，如果你这样想的话，是其实是矛盾的。
If you think like this, it's contradicts.
Yeah, 因为主耶稣他自己讲哈，他在地上行走的时候，没有办法把所有的话讲完。
So Lord Jesus himself, he said, I cannot share everything to you.
他不是说他不想。
It doesn't mean he didn't want to share everything.
而是当时的门徒们没有办法去领会所有的这些事情。
But the disciples, they were not able to comprehend.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，他只讲了部分的话。
So the Lord Jesus only shared just part of his word.
然后当他升天之后，
After his ascension,
我们这批人呢，就是基督的身体行走在地上。
And we as the body of Christ were walking on the earth.
然后圣灵就运行在神的儿女当中。
So the Holy Spirit is working among us.
然后继续的对神的儿女讲主耶稣没讲完的话。
Continue to speak to us the words which Jesus Christ hasn't finished.
对，所以保罗领受了。
So Apostle Paul received.
马太继续领受。
The Matthew continually received.
对，路加领受。
Luke received.
彼得约翰继续在领受。
The same as Paul, same as Peter.
所以把神的话语，把神的心意更完整的借着圣经向我们能够呈现出来。
They review more abundantly, more completely the word of God in the Bible.
所以这个就是教会继续的承接主在地上行走的那个责任。
So that's the church's continually doing the responsibility on the earth.
我在一些年以前有一个，我不讲哈，就是我不讲细节，有一个政治社会的事件。
Some years ago, there is a political social event.
对，然后在那个事件里面呢，有一个学者讲了一句话。
There was a scholar who said,
他说他那句话是这样，我记得就是我们正在写历史。
And he said, we are writing the history.
我今天是借着这句话来表达我心中想要表达的。
I used this statement to share my feeling.
对，他当时的意思是说，在那个社会事件里面，这批人呢，其实是正在写一些重要的历史。
So he,
只是当他们不知道。
He meant in the political and the social event, a group of people, they are writing their own history, but they didn't know.
因为这个我们今天哈，正在写神的教会的历史。
So brothers and sisters, we today are writing the history of the church.
你不要以为我们，一方面我们真的是一批非常小的人物。
So we're just small people.
但是你也不要在神的一个角度里面，但他在关注在地上他的儿女。
So God and he is seeing his children.
也就是说我们今天在地上怎么去追求主，怎么在建立神的家，这些都是神的教会的历史。
So we, how we pursue the Lord on the earth, how we establish the house of God, this is the history of the church.
可能没有人知道，可能地上的人不知道。
Maybe the people in the world, they don't know.
但是神知道。
God knows.
教会从2000年前开始。
The church started from 2000 years ago.
如果是公元30年左右的话。
AD 30?
AD 30左右，
对，
到我们现在已经2023年了。
From AD 30 to now 2023，
真的是快满2000年了，整整快满2000年。
It's almost 2000 years。
然后在这整个过程里面，我们也可以借着教会的历史来看神的儿女们怎么走这条教会的路。
And from history we can see how the people of God how they walk on the way of the church。
有些人可能比较有名
，Some people they're popular and famous。
可能更多的人是不有名的，没有人知道。
But more people they're unnamed。
所以在圣经里面，主耶稣出生的时候
，So in the Bible when Lord Jesus Christ when he was born，
他记载的那个西面
，He records the 西面，
对西面，然后还有一个亚拿
，Anna，
对。这个都是没有人知道的人
，Nobody knows them。
但是在神的眼光里面，他把这些人挑选出来，把他们的事情记载下来。
But in God's eyes, God separate them and pick them。
在那个大概2000年前，教会开始。
2000 years ago, church started。
教会出生了。
The church was born。
然后在地上的这些神的儿女们。就开始一直在走这条教会的路，直到今天2000年了。
On the earth, the children of God, they have been walking on the way of the church till now.
在前面大约300年的时间
，In the early 300 years,
有罗马帝国有大约300年的大逼迫。
There is the great persecution of the Roman Empire.
所以我对我总是记得一个弟兄叫 Polycarp， 就是波吕甲。
There is a brother named Polycarp.
对，他大概是在公元195年左右的时候。
About 195 AD.
对，当他大概是86岁的时候受逼迫。
When he was 86 years old, he was persecuted.
对，这些士兵们叫他说，你就嘴巴就讲一个说你不信。
The soldiers just told him, you just open your mouth, say, I don't believe, and everything is done.
对，你就假装讲一下你不信，那我们就释放你，你就好好过你的晚年。
Just pretend to say, I don't believe, and you're free.
对，但是他说我活了86年，主从来没有亏待过我。我怎么能够否认他？
And he said, I've been living for 86 years old. The Lord has never forsaken me. How can I do this?
所以这个是前面300年的大逼迫。
That's the great persecution in the early 300 years.
后来在罗马帝国的君士坦丁皇帝把基督教信耶稣立为国教。
So after the Constantine, he established the Christianity as a religion of the nation.
National religion.
Yeah, national religion.
所以后面就有很长一段时间那整个圣经的真理都被埋没了。
So for a long period of time, the truth in the Bible is buried, is covered.
那有一位叫做马丁路德。
There is a brother named Martin Luther.
他是我这个年代不太好讲，就我就讲他是15世纪到16世纪的人。
He's from the 15th century to the 16th century.
所以在我们神借着我们的弟兄呢，恢复了因信称义的真理。
So Martin Luther, he recovered the truth of justification by faith.
也就是说当一个人能够信主重生呢不是因为他的功德。
So when a people, he believed in the Lord, it's not because of his deeds, his works.
完全是因为神的白白的恩典并且他的相信和接受。
It's all by the grace of God and his belief.
弟兄姊妹你要想一想我们今天觉得这个真理太普通了。
So brothers and sisters, today we think this is such a simple, truth.
但是当时的时代，绝大部分的人都不知道这个真理啊。
But in that time, the majority of the people, they didn't know this truth.
所以当教会走到一个路程的时候，神使用一些器皿，把这些重要的真理开始恢复过来了。
So God used some vessels to restore, recover the truth.
他们恢复的时候可能经过很多的艰难。
Through many difficulties, they restore the truth.
对，可能经过过逼迫，甚至要付出生命的代价。
Through persecutions and someone lost their lives.
但走到今天，我们可以享受他们那时候的代价。And, 他们所恢复的真理。
And today we inherited and we enjoy the truth.
在大约马丁路德相同的时候 ,16 世纪的时候。
The same time around the 16th century.
对，有一位叫做加尔文，就 John Calvin。
There's a brother called John Calvin.
他是在瑞士的日内瓦、吉尼瓦那边服侍。
He ministered in Geneva.
还有一个叫做慈运里，就是 Zwingli。
Another brother called Zwingli.
对，然后他是在瑞士的苏黎世，就我不知道怎么念 ，Zurich 对吧 ？Zurich.
It's in a city called Zurich.
对，他在那边服侍。
He ministered there.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那时候那个时代发生什么事情吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what happened?
那个德国那边呢，因为马丁路德的关系。
In Germany, because of Martin Luther.
大部分很多人信主。
Many people believed in the Lord.
然后在那个吉尼瓦那个日内瓦那个地方呢，全城的人几乎都信主了。
In Geneva, almost the whole city they believed in the Lord.
然后在苏黎世那边 ，Zurich 那边，也几乎是全城都信主。
In Zurich, almost all the people in the city they believed in the Lord.
对，他们不太需要担心今天美国发生的事情。
They don't need to worry the things happened today in the United States.
我读到一个新闻，就是在美国的某个城市。
I read a news in a city in America.
啊，发生了一个好像，对不起，细节我忘了，发生一个比较不幸的事情。
A very unfortunate thing happened.
所以那边那个警察单位他们就办了一个追思祷告的一个聚集。
So the police station, they hold a memorial service.
Prayer.
With prayer, yeah.
对。然后就有一个无神论的人告那个市政府。
So there is an atheist who charged the city.
就是诉那个。
Oh, sue the city.
那个 police department 之类的，对。所以就是说我告他们说政府机构怎么可以跟宗教挂钩。
So I sued them. How come the political police station they have a connection with the religion?
弟兄姊妹，那个 Calvin, 那个加尔文跟 Zwingli 那时候他们不用担心这种事情。
So John Calvin and Zwingli, they didn't need to worry about this.
所以他们整个那个管理那个政府机构全部都是一些基督徒。
The organization in the political organization, they're all Christians.
然后他们比较担心的是这个基督徒要怎么管事情。
They worry about how Christians to organize things.
不过在这个复兴的慢慢这个复兴啊，当时还是很注重那个比较注重字面上的一些的领会。
So that revival more emphasized on the letters.
有一个人哈，叫做就叫 Fox 好了，就在Jupi 我不知道怎么念，就是福克斯 Fox，
a man named Fox，
对，他在17世纪的末期
in the end times of 17th century，
他发现读圣经好不能够那样读，
he found that we can't read Bible just
只在读字面的意思，
just reading the letters，
他说读圣经的时候要根据生命的光。
Reading the Bible, we need the lights of the life.
对，让圣灵在我们里面来光照神的话语。
We need the Holy Spirit to illuminate His word in us.
所以他们对神的话语都感觉非常的严肃跟认真。
So they were very serious towards the word of God.
所以他们有一个说法，就是说他们读圣经的时候都像在发抖。
So they were saying when they were reading the Bible, they were quickering.
对，所以后来有人称他们叫贵格 ，Quaker。
They were called Quaker。
对，所以他们就读圣经就发，不是，可能不是真的发抖，就那个心态是认真的。
So their attitude was respect, was serious。
然后有一个人叫做 William Penn，
a man named William Penn。
他是一个美国人。
He was American.
他比较承接这些弟兄们的这些学习。
He inherited all the doctrines from the brothers.
对，他的这些 exercise， 所以他把很多的欧洲的弟兄们接到美国来，所以 Pennsylvania 就是他的那块地，叫 William Penn， 所以叫 Pennsylvania。
He invited the brothers from European to the land of Pennsylvania.
后来在那个17世纪跟18世纪初期呢，有一个姊妹叫做盖恩夫人。
In 17th century and the early 18th century,
她是法国人。
A sister named Madame Guillaume.
她在她的一生当中受了很多苦。
She had a lot of difficulties in her life.
但是在她的身上，她一直在学习一个功课，叫做与神亲近。
And she learned one lesson, the union with God.
她希望在一个生活，在一个真正生命的经历里面，好像神跟她这个人是联合在一起。
And he desired there is a union with herself and God in her daily life.
所以他写了一个传记呢，是一个弟兄叫余成华弟兄帮他翻，就翻译成中文的。
So she wrote a biography which was translated by the brother 余成华。
对。后来在那个十八世纪
，the 18th century，
有一位代表人物叫做约翰卫斯理
，John Wesley。
他非常注重圣洁
，he emphasized on the sanctification。
所以他很看重要怎么去追求成为圣洁的人。
And he emphasized on how to pursue and to seek to be holy.
从他非常年幼的时候呢，他就在追求圣洁。
From his early age, he pursued to be holy.
不过他那时候追求的时候，他一直在追求圣洁的时候，他没信耶稣。
And when he was pursuing to be holy, he was not a believer.
他后来真正重生得救了，这是后来的事情了。
And after he was reborn,
但是神也借着这些弟兄姊妹们把一个圣洁因信成圣追求圣洁的真理恢复过来。
So God recovered the truth, sanctification by faith.
对，不仅我们能够因着恩典信主。
Not only us, we believe in the Lord by grace.
不仅我们能够有神的话语去很活泼的听见神的话。
Not only we hear the living word of God,
我们基督徒也学习要有过一个圣洁的生活。
And we Christians learn to live a life of holiness.
然后后来在那个在19世纪的时候
，In the 19th century，
在英国有所谓的弟兄运动。
In England there is a brethren movement.
但我今天讲只是提到几个弟兄姊妹哈。
I just mentioned a few brothers and sisters.
我只是一些比较有名或是代表性的。
And someone we all know.
所以在那个弟兄会里面，我们比较知道的是，John Darby， 约翰达比弟兄。
And we know John Darby，
George Mueller，
George Mueller，
然后 Robert Chapman， 希伯门弟兄。
Robert Chapman，
因为 Mueller 弟兄比较，他在真理上面有一些非常深刻的认识。
George Mueller， he had an understanding in the truth
他。他跟几位弟兄对于主的再来呢，其实有一些真理上的恢复。
He recovered the truth of the second coming of Christ.
所以有的人称他是在弟兄运动当中一个盼望的代表 ，hope 的代表。
So someone call him the hope of the representative.
George Mueller 呢，他是为着见证神是一位信实的神。
So George Mueller is to testify that God is the faithful God.
对，他是为了这个缘故开了一个孤儿院。
And for this reason, he established a orphan.
他想要告诉世人说，神是一位供应的神，他是一位听祷告的神。
He wants to testify that God listens to the prayer and he provides.
所以他是在弟兄们当中一个信心的一个代表。
He's the representative of faith.
对 ，Robert Chapman 是一个爱的代表。
Robert Chapman is the representative of love.
对，他是非常讲爱弟兄的。
He emphasized on loving brothers.
对，有一次我不晓得弟兄姊妹唱诗歌会不会五音不全，他就是会唱音唱不准。
Sometimes you don't know how to sing a hymn.
现在是11:36，哦，不要12:36，那个 ，OK， 再几分钟就好。所以有一次有个弟兄唱诗歌，每次都唱得很大声，又唱不准。
One time, a brother who always sang a hymn very loud, and
那弟兄姊妹们就有点在责怪他。
So some brothers and sisters, they are not comfortable.
然后在那边怪他的时候呢，他就心中很 还不舒服，他就唱得更大声。
They complain about him, and the brother will sing even louder.
然后弟兄姊妹受不了了，就告诉这个负责弟兄欺负我们，你看怎么办？我们这个听不下去。
So brother and sister, they can't bear him, and told the Robert Chapman, and how do you deal with the brother?
但我们弟兄也没有去讲那个弟兄。
Robert Chapman didn't rebuke the brother.
他有一天聚会的时候。
Of one of the gathering,
他就故意坐在那个五音不全的弟兄旁边。
Robert Chapman sit next to the brother,
就坐在他旁边。
Who just sit next to the brother?
然后就陪着他。
Who just sit there?
哦，很奇怪，那天他音都唱准。
Amazingly, that day the brother sing very good.
对，我们弟兄就是这样的一个弟兄。
Robert Chapman is a brother like this.
哦，这个教会历史太长了，今天讲不完。
We can't just finish the church history. It's too long.
到了这个19世纪末期20世纪初的时候，有一位姊妹叫丁路易师母。
A 19th century and 20th century, there's a sister called Jessie Penn Lewis.
她把那个十字架的真理呢，比较明亮的把它恢复过来了。
She restored the truth of the cross.
对，你不是要追求圣洁吗？
You're just pursuing the sanctification.
当时那个约翰卫斯理他们那个追求圣洁还是很有那种苦行僧的味道。
So John Wesley, when they were pursuing the sanctification, they emphasized on their works.
但是神借着宾路易师母把十字架的真理慢慢多恢复过来。
When the truth of the cross was recovered by Jesse Penn Lewis.
那我们慢慢能够明白说一个基督徒要圣洁是十字架的工作。
Gradually to understand a Christian when he is holy, he needs the work of the cross.
后来在20世纪的时候
，In the 20th century,
有一位叫做史宰克弟兄
，A brother called Austin Spark，
对，他把那个神永远的旨意比较明亮的恢复过来了。
He restored, recovered the eternal purpose of God.
我们慢慢明白说，原来我们信主是有一个独一的旨意。
And we started to understand we have only one purpose after we believe in the Lord.
所以大约同时之间呢，在中国有尼托生弟兄，有宋尚杰弟兄等等这些弟兄们。
Around the same time in China, there are brothers Watchman Nee and John Song.
然后在印度那边有一个叫 Baxin， 就是叫那个巴辛弟兄。
In India, a brother called Baxin.
其实还有很，他们有受弟兄会的影响。
They were influenced by the brothers' movement.
也就是说，所有的弟兄姊妹们都是祭司，都是弟兄。
So all the brothers and sisters, they were priests.
然后我们要恢复在教会里面走身体的路。
We need to recover to walk on the way of the body.
所以他们就很重视说，如果有这个真理的话。
So they emphasize if the truth is right.
那怎么样能够在教会里面真正的活出这些的见证？
How do we live this testimony out in the church?
还有太多不知名的弟兄和教会。
So many unnamed brothers and sisters in church.
他们走了2000年一直走到今天。
They walked 2000 years until now.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在承接这个教会的历史。
So brothers and sisters, we inherited the inheritance.
我们自己就是教会历史的一部分。
We're part of the church history.
我们不需要人知道。
We don't need people to know us.
我们只希望神知道。
We just hope the God, the Lord, know us.
对，我们只想愿意说继续的往这条教会的路往前走。
We desire and we long for to walk on the way of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的不太晓得我们今天是何等的蒙福。
Brothers and sisters, we don't even know how we're blessed today.
以前的弟兄姊妹他们搞不清楚十字架是什么意思。
The brothers and sisters before, they didn't even understand the meaning of the cross.
到底要怎么追求圣洁？
And how to pursue sanctification.
然后我们聚会到底是我为了什么？
What are we gathering for?
然后基督的身体是什么意思？从来搞不清楚。
What is the meaning of the body of Christ? They don't understand.
但今天神借着很多弟兄姊妹们的代价，他们付了代价把这些真理恢复过来。
But today, by the sacrifice of a lot of brothers and sisters, the truth are recovered.
我们可以承接这些属灵的产业。
We inherited the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们身上有神所托付的责任。
And we have the calling, we have the responsibility from the Lord.
我们要凭着信知道说神所应许的这些丰盛呢都是真的。
By faith, we need to know the promise of God, they're all true.
神 神在我们在他的家里面要有一个建造，他何等的关切神的家，这件事情是真的。
So God cares about His house. It is true.
所以愿意我们愿意能够在神的面前继续的把这个历史往下好好的写。
So we hope before God we can continue to write our history and press on.
对，也许有一天我们这批人面见主的时候，
maybe one day when we meet the Lord face to face,
就至少在主的感觉里面，他能够安息在我们当中。
At least in Lord's heart, He can find rest in us.
所以他喜欢住在我们的当中。
And He's pleasing to dwell among us.
他在我们当中可以找到一些 单纯爱他的人,
and he can find someone who is simple and who loves himself.
他发现他的旨意可以在我们当中能够通行的,
and he finds his will can pass through us.
对，弟兄姊妹，如果我们失去这些的话，我们就失去在这边聚会的意义了。
Brothers and sisters, if we lose this, we're losing the meaning to gather here.
哇，我今天真是太长舌了。
It's too long today.
我最后很快再讲一个事情。
Just one last thing.
我最近有机会去拜访一个以前不认识的姊妹。
I had an opportunity to visit a sister.
对，我就稍微跟她聊了一下。
A fellowship with her.
她告诉我说，我问她说你现在在哪里聚会啊？
I asked her where do you gather.
她就告诉我说她以前在明州，她以前在某个教会聚会。
She told me she was in Minnesota. She gathered somewhere in Minnesota.
后来那个教会关门了，所以她现在到那个教会去。
And afterwards, the church was closed, and he transferred to a different church.
哦，我就想说，那个教会其实我听过，原来已经关门了。
And I knew that church which is closed.
然后我刚来美国的时候。 那时候还不信主。
When I first came to America,
各个教会在拉人嘛，所以我都去看了一下。
All the churches there are just dragging the people.
当时有一个聚会，我觉得印象还是挺好的。
I had a good impression for one of the gathering.
不过听说现在只剩下大概10个人了。
And I heard there are only 10 people left.
弟兄姊妹，教会关门的很多啊。
Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of churches are closing.
前面这两三年，很多教会关门了。
In the past 2 years, many church closed.
我在我们聚会这边信主。
I believe in the Lord in this gathering.
后来有一段时间，
afterwards,
我觉得我们教会好像要倒闭了。
I felt our church were bankrupt.
那个毕业的人就离开了。
So the people who graduated, they left.
没有福音朋友信主。
No gospel friends believe in the Lord.
我都觉得是不是差不多要倒了。
I almost feel maybe our church is closed.
我心里这么想，嘴巴没有讲，不敢讲。
I didn't speak it. I just think in my heart.
所以我知道，我深深知道一个事情啊。
I know deeply in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不真的好好追求，
brothers and sisters, if we don't seriously pursue the Lord,
这个很像一个 uphill battle,
我们往上走。It's like uphill battle.
一个教会很容易就倒闭。It's
very easy for a church.
不要今天看我们有房有房子，有不少，有还算有100多人。Don't
see we have 100 people and we have a church building.
仇敌的攻击啊。The
attack of the enemy.
人的那个意见。
The opinions of the people.
如果我们不好好追求主，
if we don't pursue the Lord seriously,
一个聚会要关门，其实不会很难。
It's not too difficult for a church to close.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此鼓励。
So brother and sister, we need to encourage.
一方面，我们承接从上面来的那个神的托付。
On one hand, we have the upper calling from the Lord.
我们永远有盼望。
We always have the hope.
有一次西岸聚会是讲到题目是道路真理生命。
One time the WCCC had the topic, the way, the truth, and life.
我印象很清楚啊，在最后一堂。
I remember in the last session.
我们江守道弟兄他讲道路。
Our brother Stephen Kong, he shared the way.
最后一堂要结束的时候，
before it ends,
他有一个语重心长的一些话。
He shared something deeply.
他说弟兄们，
brothers,
你们很多人在教会服侍。
Many of you served in the church.
很多的 问题跟难处。
Many problems, many difficulties.
好像有的时候你们觉得走不下去。
And sometimes you feel you cannot even continue.
但是我们弟兄的意思是说
But our brother said,
如果我们的主是道路
If our Lord, he is the way,
教会就一定有路
Then the church will have the way
你绝对不能够说是走不通的
You can't say we cannot go
因为我们的主是道路
Because our Lord, He is the way
我们一同走这个教会的路是一定能够往下走
We are on the way and we are able to press on
只要我们照着神的引导一定能够往下走
If we're guided by the Lord, we will be able to walk on the way
啊，对不起今天我那个超时太多了
Sorry for the time
就是 我们把那个日光节约时间把它浪费回来
We just take advantage of the daylight saving
OK 好我们一同有点祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
主啊我们何等感谢你
Lord how we thank you
主啊是你出了重价把我们带回到你的家中
We paid a great price and we are able to come home
主啊愿你激励我们
Lord encourage us
放下我们自己
To lay down ourselves
爱慕走这条锡安的大道
And we long for to walk on the way to Zion
我们愿意彼此的互相的激励勉励
We're willing to encourage each one of us
靠着你力上加力
To find strength in you
我们必要到锡安来朝见我们的神
Lord we must go to Zion to worship you
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
And pray in Jesus Christ's name
Amen
Amen
好我们今天聚会就到这里
Meeting will end here